The weekend's over, and you know what that means. It's American Gladiator Monday. Where are my gladiator maniacs?
Last week, the phenomena that is American Gladiators continued.
Man, it felt great.
As a soccer mom went up against a bull rider and proved that heart is bigger than brawn.
Your time is the fastest time of any contender, man or woman.
And a devastating injury put this brash preacher in the spotlight.
I really feel my God-given gift is talking trash.
And he more than made the most of it.
I want it for him, man.
Tonight, it's the most explosive episode yet. As a retail manager, takes on a firefighter in feats of speed and agility. And a tomboy goes against a lawyer in an all-out effort to knock Venus and Adonis out of the final eight. It all starts right now.
Where are you going, son?
It's time for four more contenders to prove they have what it takes.
The battle for $100,000 and the chance to join this elite group of gladiators starts now.
Welcome to Gladiator Arena, where tonight's action begins in Gauntlet. Let's meet our first contender.
My name is Evan Dollard. I'm 25 years old. Love rock climbing. I've taught rock climbing classes to kids. I'm very conscious of my fitness and eating well because there have been a series of illnesses in my family, one of them being the death of my mom to cancer. She was an incredible person, an absolutely incredible person, a wonderful mom, you know, and we didn't want her to go, and she battled hard. My motivation is basically for the people that I love, like my dad, like my brother. I'm gonna fire them up, get them excited about life, and give them something to cheer for. So that's what I'm here for, that's what I'm about, and I'm ready to make it happen.
We'll see if Evan can make it happen against our gladiators.
Now, Evan, you're an outdoorsman, okay, who doesn't like the confines of what you call a cubicle jungle. How do you feel about being in this confined cage for this event?
Dude, I'm telling you what, there's a lot more room here than in a cubicle. I've got 90 feet to make my way through these four boulders. I'm just gonna juke every single one of them. I'm fired up, I'm ready to go.
Okay. All right, okay. Are you guys ready to meet the four gladiators we'll be slamming into tonight? First, it's Titan!
Yeah, Super!
Mayhem! Toa! And Justice!
Evan will have 30 seconds to make it through for the full 10 points.
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiators ready!
First up for Evan is Titan. Throwing the pain. Oh, he gets through him. That's his first 2 points. Now Mayhem looking to throw a block party. Plenty of fight in Evan. But Mayhem has plenty of resistance as well. Toa is next. Oh, big smack by Justice, the final gladiator. Time running out on Evan. Can he bust through the wall for 10?
Yes! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Evan, you are the king, brother! You are the man! I can't believe it. 10 full points, an unbelievable run, 160 pounds, a thunder and fury, brother. You remind me of Rocky Balboa in his prime. What were you thinking, brother, when you saw those four monsters in your face?
Yeah, I was just thinking, like you said, Rocky Balboa, man, no pain. No pain. Those guys were throwing some hard punches. Just had a breakthrough, keep the energy going.
You are the man, brother. You can be my tag team partner anytime, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Gladiators are all riled up to meet Evan's competitor.
My name is Sun Nguyen. I'm from Huntington Beach, California. I've been a firefighter for the past 14 years. Well, I've got three boys that are very active. They're 7, 5, and 2. So I'm always on my toes. My workouts mainly consist of playing racquetball. So my skill level has gotten good enough to compete against the best in the world. I've told my boys that I'll be going up against a lot of big guys, and they seem to think that I could take them. So I don't want to let them down. Come game day, I'll be bringing the heat.
Let's see if Dad can make him proud.
Okay, son, now you just saw Evan did a great job. He busted through that wall and got 10 points. How do you think you're going to fare out there after seeing him go?
I think I'm going to get through there a little quicker. These guys look pretty mean. I'll be driven by fear. But you know what? I think more than anything, I know that my family's out there. They're here to support me. My wife, Carminda, my sons, Carson, Colby, and Noah.
All right, so you're feeling pretty confident, right?
Absolutely. It's go time.
All right, go on and take your place.
Is the contender ready? Gladiators ready?
No!
3, 2, 1.
Goes to, hey, oh, a leapfrog move from Zod, but he gets past Titan for his first two. Now it's mayhem. Gets past Mayhem, he now has 4. Now it's Toa the Samoan asking Sun where he's going. Oh, a big throwdown by Justice, the final gladiator. Time running out on Sun. 6 points.
Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable, brother. Son, that was unbelievable, dude. I tell you, how did it feel running into the wall of gladiators out here?
Well, Hulk, I got a lot of respect for these guys. That's the real deal right there, guys.
You know, brother, you're the real deal. Look at those ugly mugs, dude. Next time, I'll be your partner. We'll both run. We'll hit them high, we'll hit them low.
Son couldn't quite make it through the gauntlet, giving Evan the early lead at 10-6. Now let's meet our female contenders.
My name is Christine Kim. I'm 27 years old, and I'm from Redondo Beach, California. I've been such a huge fan of American Gladiators that I've been signing petitions since 2005 to bring back the show. I really believe that my father wanted a son first and foremost, so I played every sport imaginable. Just grew up as a tomboy. That was me. I am ready. I've been waiting for this day. I plan on not only winning the money, but after I get finished whipping the girls' butts, I'm coming after the men.
At 5'3", this little tomboy will be challenged by our next contender.
My name is Jennifer Blum. I think it'd be fair to say I'm pretty well-rounded, being a lawyer and a football player. I got the brains and the brawn. I play for the New York Sharks. It's a women's tackle football team. I am the all-time leading scorer on the team. The gladiators are going to be lying on the ground once I run past them. I've had concussions, breaks, sprains, stitches, nothing. This is nothing. I'm ready to go. I can take a hit and keep going.
The hits will definitely be coming tonight, that's for sure. The ladies kick off their competition tonight with the wall.
Now it's time to get serious. Our women contenders face their first challenge of the night, and it's 40 feet of peril. Welcome to the wall. Christine, I know you were a big fan of the American Gladiators as a kid. How does it feel to be here live and in person?
This is awesome, brother. I'm telling you, I was in middle school. I came to a live taping. All you middle school kids out there, you guys can be contenders. Yeah.
That's right. Well, Jennifer, we know how competitive you are, but you're a criminal lawyer and a football player.
That's right.
You're used to sizing up the competition. What do you think?
She's a nice girl, but nice doesn't cut it in this competition.
Let's hear it for Christine and Jennifer. Yeah!
The contenders will have a 7-second head start up the wall before the gladiators try and chase them down. Breathing down the neck of Christine, the strike and sting of Venom. And screaming at the heels of Jennifer, Siren.
Contenders, you will go on my first whistle. Gladiators, you will go on my second whistle. Contenders ready? Gladiators ready! Three, two, one.
10 points on the line for the first contender who can make it to the top of the 40-foot wall. There go the gladiators. Venom chasing down Christine in red. Siren already catching up to Jennifer in blue. Well, Jennifer is in trouble with Siren. Oh, sound the siren. If Christine can hang on for 20 more seconds, she can pick up 5 points. The gladiator prevails.
Gotten a little higher, but she 7 seconds, man. She was right there. She's good.
After one round, bagels on the board, and there's no cream cheese available, ladies. Now it's time for the men to scale pyramid.
The pyramid is up next. Remember, the competition is all about securing a spot in the final eight and moving one step closer to winning $100,000. And a chance at becoming a new American gladiator. It's time to meet the gladiators to keep you down. Evan, you'll be facing the howling wolf.
Uh-oh, things just got hairy.
And son, chasing you down is the big, awesome Justice.
It's hammer time.
Come on, boy. I'm thirsty, and your blood is gonna be dripping from my fangs. Are the contenders ready?
Contenders ready!
Gladiators ready?
Time for the men to climb the pyramid, where Sun and Evan are about to face off against Justice and Wolf.
Are the contenders ready?
Contenders ready!
Gladiators ready? Three, two, one!
Both of these contenders could use the 10 points. Whichever one gets to the top first scores 10. Oh, look at the flying tackle by Wolf on Evan. Wow, looks like Wolf's ready to take on both contenders. Oh, Evan with a quick move, but Wolf grabs him at the last thing. Justice with a big tackle on Sun. Little game of Wolf and Mouse. And another quick break by Evan. He might have an opening. But there comes Wolf to deny him at the last second. Oh, man. These gladiators just owning Sun and Evan. Time running out on both these contenders. The gladiators looking way too strong in this event. Oh, beautiful flying tackle.
What? Where are you going, Sun?
That was vicious up there. I guess you could say it was a full moon and the wolf was out for blood.
He was out for blood, dude. He wasn't kidding up there. He kept me on my toes, and every time I got close, he just wrapped me up and took me down. Mad props to him, dude. He's got a great competitor.
Man, no doubt about that. Well, son, what is up? There was no Justice Sir.
Man's unbelievable. Big, powerful. I'll get you next time.
Well, let me tell you something, gladiators. Come on down here, guys. You guys are possessed, man. Full moon, what's the deal, Wolf?
Man, there's been a full moon since the day I was born. Every time I see red, I'm going after you like Little Red Riding Hood.
Both contenders come up scoreless in pyramids, so Evan maintains his 4-point lead. Across the arena we go, where the women try to survive Earthquake.
This is Earthquake.
Earthquake, a full-on fight on a gyrating ring above the arena floor. Toss your opponent off and receive 10 points. Get tossed, nothing. Now, Jenny, how are you going to turn things around for yourself up there?
It's time to play some football right now.
All right, well, it's time to put those football moves to use because you're going up against Crush.
Yeah!
Calm, cool, crushing.
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiator ready! 3, 2, 1.
Should be a good match. Both ladies weigh in at 155 pounds. Living on the edge for Jennifer. Oh, trying to hang on. If she can do so for the remaining time, she'll pick up 5 points. Whoa, talk about putting your foot down.
I really don't know what all that was about, but you were doing pretty good up there. I saw you trying to hold on, and then you kind of got kicked in the head. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's considering how kicking's not allowed, I don't feel so great about it.
It wasn't a kick, it was a step.
Take another look at Crush's fancy footwork. Let's see if she can keep her footprints off Christine.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
10 points for Christine if she can knock Crush off the platform. Oh, immediately Crush takes control. Christine fighting hard to hang in there. Oh no, Crush has got her on the edge. Oh, this could be it right here. Christine, still alive. Oh, she gets out of there. Now she can score 5 points. She does.
Good job, girl.
Good job,
mama. Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
Oh, aw, that's nice. After two events, Christine takes a 5-0 lead.
Tried my best. I hung on for dear life, and I should have just knocked her off of me or kicked her, but, you know, now I know. We're going to up the ante a little bit, be a little bit more scrappy.
Back to the men as they get ready to battle in assault. Contenders will try to hit the target from 5 different scoring zones to receive 10 points and send the Gladiator flying, all the while dodging 100-mile-an-hour rockets. First up is Evan, and he'll be going up against Militia. Militia, Army of One.
Is the contender ready?
Contender's ready.
Gladiator ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1.
The slingshot is the first scoring zone for Evan. 10 points if he can hit the bullseye. 1 point for every weapon fired. Ooh, just missed, but he still picks up a point. On to the second scoring station for Evan, the gun turret. And Militia just unloading those 100-mile-an-hour rockets. Ooh, right off the gun barrel.
Evan, when you said you were ready for this event, this was your game, you were right, brother. That was another 10 points, and Militia swims at the bottom of the sea, brother.
I'm telling you what, I was so ready for this event, had it lined up, shot it right at the target, knocked him clear off. It was awesome.
All right, big man, you're on a roll. Let's hear it for Evan.
Evan has come to play another 10 points, and his family is fired up. Time for son to step up.
Son, you need to make up some points and start hulking up, brother. But I see some artwork there on that arm. What does that mean?
That's CKN. Those are initials for my boys, Carson, Colby, and Noah. I've got them on both arms. They're going to be with me throughout this event. They're my strength, my power. They're my family.
contender ready!
Yeah!
Gladiator ready!
Yeah!
Back at Gladiator Arena, where our firefighter is about to take on a one-man militia in assault. Good luck, son.
Is the contender ready?
Yeah!
Gladiator ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1.
Remember, son can score 10 points if he can nail the bullseye. 1 point for every weapon fired. Really close with the slingshot. Son picks up his first point. Now to the second scoring zone, the gun turret. Militia really focused on this one, firing those shots right in that little gap between the protective glass off the gun that time. Trying to stay dry. Oh, and he does! Very son right between the eyes. Boom! The sun goes down. So Evan increases his lead, and don't forget, the bigger the lead, the bigger the head start when it comes to the Eliminator. Now it's the women's turn.
Jenny, before we get started on assault, I want to bring in referee Al Kaplan, who has a ruling about your match with Crush on Earthquake. Come on in, Al.
Jenny, I went back and reviewed the tape. And if Crush had not made that illegal move with her foot to release you from the ring, you might have been able to hang on. As a result, we're going to award you the 5 points.
Yes. Jenny, that's great. Now you're tied with Christine. That's got to feel pretty good, huh?
Feels awesome. That's a great way to start this event. It's awesome.
All right. Get ready to meet the gladiator trying to put you in the crosshairs. It's the sharpshooting Siren.
You can bet Siren will be firing at will.
Is the contender ready?
Yeah.
Gladiator ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Jennifer, the football player, looking to score some points. Well, misfire, but still good for a point. On to the second scoring station, the gun turret. Gotta crank that protective glass into position and then load the gun.
Jenny, that was unbelievable. You got her in your sights, you hit the bullseye, and she swims with the fishes.
Awesome! I mean, payback feels so good.
Well, she needed a shower anyway. You're on a roll. Let's hear it for Jenny.
In the subway replay, Jennifer nails the target and sends Siren flying for 10 big points. Fueled up and powered on by Subway. With her fans behind her, Christine now ready to fire her shots at Siren.
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiator ready?
Woo!
3, 2, 1.
The slingshot, the first scoring zone for Christine. Fires the weapon for her first point. Now to the gun turret. Oh, she's got to crank that protective glass into place. She's exposed. It just finds the protection against the 100-mile-an-hour shots from Siren. Has the gun loaded. She gets the shot off for her second point. Now on to the sand pit, where she has to find the arrow. Fired the next weapon, the crossbow. She's got it. She hits the smokescreen. But time is running out on Christine. Smokescreen provides protection, but can she load that crossbow to fire the next weapon? Oh, the siren has sounded as the gladiator prevails.
You know, it's a lot harder than it looks, and I tried to shake and bake it, but it wasn't enough. Not enough shaking, I guess.
Thanks to her sharp shooting, Jennifer jumps out to a 7-point lead. Up next for the men, the ominous wall. Hey, son, receiving some good luck kisses. Another capacity crowd on hand at Gladiator Arena as the men get ready to take on the wall. Hey, it's Allison Sweeney, host of The Biggest Loser, taking in the action.
Evan, as a kid's rock climbing instructor, I would imagine you're feeling pretty good tonight, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've got a lot of experience on the wall, but the pressure's on, you know. I've talked a big game. It's time to come out and deliver, let the kids know that I still got it.
Well, son, it's time for you to step up, brother, because you're a fireman, and you got a lot of climbing experience, too. Do you think you can handle the wall?
You know, I've been climbing a lot of trees as a kid and a lot of ladders as a firefighter, so I'm going to be bringing some heat.
Well, guys, it's time to find out who will be hot on your heels on that wall tonight. These are your gladiators. Evan, you'll be trying to escape the wolf. And son, you'll need to stay clear of Toa.
Talk about a Samoan nightmare.
Contenders ready?
Ready.
Gladiators ready.
Oh, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Go, boy.
10
Go
points
boy.
To the first contender who can get to the top of this 40-foot wall.
Boy.
And the gladiators are released. Wolf trying to chase down Evan. Toa trying to do the same to Sun. Oh, man, Evan is just flying up that wall, but Sun's doing a great job of keeping pace. To the top in less than 30 seconds. And Sun will make it to the top for 5 points of his own.
Unbelievable. Another perfect 10 for Evan, the rock climber, and 5 points for Sun, the firefighter, for coming in second. Brother, I got goosebumps when you got to the top, but I got even bigger goosebumps because your family was screaming in my ear back here the whole time, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Hulk, I can't tell you how excited I am to have my dad and my brother here. I wouldn't be anywhere that I am today without these two guys right on me. I love it.
Yet another perfect score for Evan as he increases his lead over Sun to 18 big points. Now it's time for the ladies to dodge and weave as they get ready to hit and run.
Christine, you're down by 7, okay? I see all your supporters are here. Are you ready to score some points?
Layla, I'm going to be like Houdini. Now you see me, now you don't. I'm going to make up those points and represent the gladiation, baby. Gladiation! That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Christine, well, I'm glad you're ready because these four gladiators want to see you fall. It's Crush!
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiators ready?
We're ready.
Let's 3, 2, 1.
A 50-foot bridge that the contenders have to cross to score 2 points. All the while trying to avoid those 100-pound demolition balls. Christine, has her first 2 points. Balance and a low center of gravity. Keys to success, and Christine has both, and she's finding plenty of success. Also helps to have eyes in the back of your head. But Christine's doing great. Already 6 points. Whoa! Great balance. Look at her go. Now 8 points with 20 seconds left.
You're a gamer, man.
Has a chance at 10 points. Got it. Can she make a quick dash across? No, the buzzer sounds, but a great run for Christine.
I'm I'm going to win this when we get to the eliminator. This is just the beginning. We're warming up here. We're warming up. I got this.
All right, Jenny. You're up on hit and run. Now, you nailed the target on assault for 10 points, but now you're the target. How are you going to keep from getting hit up there?
Just going to run as fast as I can and dodge those balls like I do the women on the football field.
All right, we'll see. Now, run fast, girl.
Absolutely.
To Gladiator Arena, where our lawyer is about to settle a case of hit and run.
Is the contender ready?
Woo!
Gladiators ready?
Woo! Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Jennifer says she's a football player. Let's see if she can avoid some open field tackling. These 100-pound demolition balls. Hey, come on, it's hit and run, not duck and cover. Got her first 2 points. Come on, girl, you gotta get on your feet. And she's across. Now she has 4. Oh, Helga has Jennifer in her sights. That was quick. Oh, lost her footing. But still doing good on time. 6 points for Jennifer. Look out. Her way literally across that 50-foot bridge. Oh, it looks like Jennifer's running out of energy, but she's got 8 points. Can she make it back across? Oh, no! Helga puts her in the welga.
And you're going side to side, you know, and here it's just up and down, and it's a lot different, so.
Oh, right to the head. She needed a water break anyway. But Jennifer still leads by 5 points, and that will give her a 2.5-second head start when it comes to the eliminator. Next, who will go home and who will move on as the men take on the eliminator?
It's time for the most amazing challenge on television, the Eliminator, and the stakes have never been higher. As you'll see, our final 8 box is full. Will tonight's winning contenders force their way into the final 8 and send Adonis and Venus home? If they can, they'll put themselves closer to the grand prize of $100,000, a 2008 Toyota Sequoia, and the right to become a new American Gladiator. Now, Evan, you ran through the gauntlet, scaled the wall, and sent the gladiator flying on assault. And you have an 18-point lead, which gives you a 9-second head start over Sun. You've got to be feeling good about that.
I'm feeling great coming in this. I feel like this is a competition that brings all the events together into one. It's going to require all the agility, all the endurance that I have, and I'm ready to bring it. I'm so excited. I think this is my event. I'm ready to rock it.
Now, you hear all this. It sounds good. Are you going to let him stay in the lead or what?
I'm going to lay it all on the line, Layla. I've been waiting for this event. I think this is my event, and Evan's got to run a perfect race, and he knows that. So pressure's on him.
Remember, you are not just racing each other. You are also racing the clock. Who wants to see some action? All right, let's do it.
The families of both contenders in full voice ready to cheer on their heroes. Keep in mind, to make the final 8, one of these contenders has to beat the slowest current time of 3:47. Held by Adonis.
Are the contenders ready? Chad, you will go on my first whistle. Son, you will go on my second whistle. 3, 2, 1.
A 9-second head start for Evan. That's big. He's quickly into the water. Now Son is released, off and running. Don't forget, the winner must beat the time of 3:47 to advance to the final 8, and Evan is just flying up that cargo net. Son's got to really pick up the pace to keep up with Evan. Through the barrel roll, and onto the grueling hand bike for Evan.
Let's go!
That is intense. Son just now getting through the barrel roll. The pyramid, a 30-foot climb, but no problem for Evan. Still flying through the course. Son just now getting to the hand bike while Evan is zipping down the zip line. But up next, the Travelator. Always the great equalizer in this ultimate obstacle course. Oh, but not for Evan. He is through it in one take. Up the steps and through the wall. A record time of 1:29. Are you kidding me?
I need to call you Super Evan because that was 1:29. Our fastest time ever, man. I can't believe it.
Thank you so much, Layla. Oh, my gosh. I put everything out there and I delivered. I'm exhausted. I don't even know what to say. I'm so excited.
Not only did you beat Sun, your time of 1:29 means you're in the final eight.
Yes.
And it's the end of the road for Adonis.
I'm sure he was a great competitor. I'm sorry that I take his place, but I'm so fired up. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Let's hear it for Evan, everybody.
With his blazing time of 1:29, Evan guarantees himself a spot in the final eight along with Andy and Anthony. Sliding into fourth place is Mullivan, who risks elimination if his time is beaten next week. Evan proved he's anything but ordinary by setting a new Eliminator course record and earning our Toyota Sequoia anything but ordinary winning moment. Up next, the course is ready for some heat in the Women's Eliminator. We're back for the ladies' run at the ultimate obstacle course.
Now it's the women's turn to face the Eliminator. You guys have been going back and forth all night, but Jenny, you managed to get on top with a 5-point advantage, giving you a 2.5-second head start. Do you feel like you're even going to need it here?
I wish I could say I didn't. I'm feeling a little under the weather. Anything extra that I can get at this point would be great.
Whoa. Fill us in. What do you mean under the weather? What's going on here?
Yes, I've been in the water so many times, I'm starting to feel a little sick.
It's time to step up and grow some gills then, you know what I'm saying? Christine, you're down to the wire, and you're at a 2.5-second disadvantage. Do you think you can finish the Eliminator fast enough to move on to the next round?
No doubt, Hulk. I'm sorry to say, but ladies, pack your bags. Someone's going home. I'm here to be part of the top four.
Let's hear it. Are you ready for the Eliminator?
Contenders, ready! Jenny, you will go on my first whistle. Christine, you will go on my second whistle. 3, 2, 1.
Jennifer in blue and hoping to take advantage of a 2.5-second head start on Christine, but Jennifer struggling with that 8-foot wall. But so is Christine. Swimming under the fiery surface. Don't forget, these ladies not only racing against one another, racing against the time of 3:37 to make it into the final eight. Now the 30-foot climb straight up on the cargo net. Jennifer struggling on that net. Christine has caught up and is beginning to take the lead. Christine at the top, to the barrel roll. Oh, she lost her shoe. Maybe an event. Oh, she drops her second shoe. Christine will be the first shoeless competitor in the Eliminator. Jennifer to the hand bike. Christine maintaining her balance down the beam. So far, no shoes, no problem for Christine. Jennifer really falling behind. Oh, crashes into the bottom of the pyramid, making the final eight a definite possibility for Christine. But don't forget the menacing Travelator still to go for Christine. and she slips right away. Oh, here comes Jennifer down the zip line. Which one of these ladies can beat the time of 3:37 to advance to the final eight? Time is running out. All 10 seconds to keep their gladiator dreams alive. Oh, another slip for Jennifer. Venus's spot in the final eight is safe. Now, these ladies just trying to finish this course, full of exhaustion. Jennifer making a run up the travelator. Gets to the top. Christine defeated. Jennifer breaks through the wall, but 31 seconds too late.
Unbelievable. Jennifer, you did it. Unbelievable. You got the heart of a lion. Let me help you out of the gladiator pit here. Oh my gosh, you're unreal. Right here, Jenny. You showed a lot of heart tonight. Your time of 4:07 was enough to beat Christine, but it wasn't enough to qualify you for the final eight. And sadly, that means your quest has come to an end. We're sorry.
It's okay. Just the fact that I made it through, I have something to go home to be proud of.
Let's hear it one more time, guys.
Final check of the leaderboard shows us that Evan, Andy, and Anthony are in the final eight, along with Monica, Shanae, and CN. Mullivan and Venus are both in fourth position, putting them at risk if their eliminator times are beaten next week. Next Monday, don't miss who will make it into the final eight as the future of Venus and Mullivan hangs in the balance. A 47-year-old mother takes on a precocious cheerleader in a battle of the ages.
She may be young, but I got these guns, baby.
And a chiropractor tries to crack the back of a high school teacher. Next Monday at 8, 7 Central. Woo!